DC movie news fans, Roxy Stryer here to tell you guys about Movement Watches. I wear my Movement Watch every single day. That is spelled MVMT, but pronounced Movement. I love mine. It is wonderful. It's got this light blue color to it, and I love the story of this company even more. These two guys were in college, and they loved the way that expensive watches looked, but they couldn't afford them. So because of that, they decided that they were going to make a great-looking watch for a lot less expensive. They start at only $95. You guys know the holidays are just around the corner, so it is a perfect time to buy your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your friend, your mom, your dad, whoever, an amazing Movement watch. As I said, they start at just $95. At a department store, you're probably looking at a $400 to $500 watch, so this is even better. And they are proven with over 1 million watches sold in over 160 countries. Get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns. Gotta love those free shipping and free returns by going to MVMT.com/DC movie. That is MVMT.com/DC movie for 15% off. Guys, get ready to join the movement.
Justice League numbers and reactions have led to so many things, including some breaking news that just dropped that is not murky or muddy or confusing whatsoever right now.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's DC Movie News.
In the Great Hall of the Justice League, there are assembled the world's four greatest heroes, created
minus one
from the cosmic legends of the universe.
And we're here, everybody. Welcome to the DC Movie News Show on the Popcorn Talk Network. It is so good to see you all, and we hope you're packing the chat roll room right now. We got some stuff. Originally this week, it was like, well, not a lot going on in the DC world, and then, bam, Variety decides to drop an article on us about an hour ago. And, wow, a lot to talk about if we can decipher what it all means. And that's what we're going to try and do. And feel free to jump in. Let us know what you think this article means about the, quote, restructuring of the DCEU. Because, no one knows for sure. But we are at DC Movies SK on Twitter. We are Facebook.com/DC Movies SK. Johnny LaQuasta here. Good to be back for my final show of the 2K17. Going to make it count. That man right there, he flew in once again to join us. He is the host of the Screen Watchers Guild podcast. You've got to make sure you listen to it. Follow him everywhere at the Paul Ponte, because there ain't no other Paul Ponte. He's Paul Ponte.
How's it going, guys?
What up, buddy?
I'd like to comment just quickly about that Variety article and quote the great Sting.
Oh, no. And which Sting? The wrestler or the...
The wrestler, of course. Thank Johnny, you're here.
Are you kidding me?
The only thing that's for sure about Stinger is nothing's for sure, and that's yeah. What I'll say.
The best thing going today! That's a Ric Flair quote.
And I thought you were going to say that they didn't have to put on the red light.
That would be the other Sting.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know what's short for Roxanne?
The crown jewel. Of the DC Movie News Show.
Is it?
No.
Guys, I'm really starting to think of going by Rox.
ROXX?
No, just ROX.
Okay.
What do you think?
No.
No Rox over Roxy?
First off, Roxy is a super hot name.
Thank you, I'll take it. And Roxy's a cool name, but Rox sounds like I could like also slash your tires.
But I think you save Rox for the people that are really close to you and they use that as a nickname.
Okay, but I'm also thinking about dyeing my hair pink, so wouldn't she be Rox?
Yeah.
All right, there might be a change coming in the 2K18. Why is this your last show of 2K17?
Well, I'm in Hawaii next week, and then I'm in Vegas.
Like vacay?
A little brief 3-day trip, and then I'm in Vegas doing shows after that. And then after that, it's Christmas week.
I want to go to Hawaii. Where was my invite?
Please, by all means, you and Benny, just make it happen.
Are you just going to lay on a beach all day?
No, I'm going with one of my best friends and his husband and his family, and they said, hey, you could stay with us. So I got a hotel room for one night myself.
Damn.
And then I'm going to hop in with them for 3 days, fly home red eye, drive to Vegas, do a week of shows, then go to my parents' house in Cali, then fly home to the East Coast, and I don't have a return flight booked yet.
Ask me what kind of donut I am.
What kind of donut are you?
Jelly.
Yeah! That's fun. Come to Hawaii. Why not? Make it happen.
I want to.
Okay.
Flights are probably like 2K right now.
Maybe.
And not 2K18, just 2K.
Well, y'all can come to Vegas and hang out. No, it's not Hawaii.
It's cool there.
I'll be out there a week.
Damn. Come on. You have a cooler life than I do.
Where are you playing in Vegas?
Toss it up. Just comedy.
Where?
MGM Grand Brad Garrett's Comedy Club.
There you go.
Yeah. We'll talk about it at the end. Anyways, okay. Crown Jewel of DC Movie News Show. She's figuring it out one day at a time.
Totally.
Follow her everywhere at Roxy Stryer. She is none other than Roxy Stryer!
But maybe soon to be Rox. But then the social media thing gets weird. Hey, guys.
Hey.
It's Roxy, Roxy, maybe Rox Stryer. Maybe Rox.
You're very fortunate that your first and last name are so cool that you shouldn't want to change it.
Yeah, but don't you think I should have found somebody to marry with the last name Star? So then when I changed my name to Rox, I could have been Rox Star?
Fair.
Thank you.
Fair.
With two R's, preferably.
That's not an easy task.
Not to be confused as a porn star.
No.
Nope.
No, we don't want that per se.
Jelly.
I wouldn't judge.
Yeah, I know you wouldn't.
By any means.
No.
None whatsoever.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
So, Adam Gertler is, I believe, filming for FX today, right?
He's always filming for some big company.
Yeah, he's shooting something, doing great, as he tends to do. Mike Kalinowski is also on assignment. Unfortunately, he couldn't quite make it today, but you know him, you love him, follow him. Make sure you're watching them on Collider Schmodown, because we are the league, and we stay united. Bam. So let's get to this article, guys. Variety.
There's a variety of topics in this article, am I right?
Ew, boy. I like what you did there.
Thank you.
So, guys, I want you to know in chat world, too. Okay, so here's Cullen Prime says, the Variety reports as DC Films will be under more control of the studio. Oh, gosh. Is that what you got from that article? That's not what I want. Warner Brothers has messed everything up already. We don't want them having more control, do we?
I don't... These articles are so hard to decipher sometimes that it's like, how much change is actually happening here, and how much is this, we know that you guys were unhappy with something, and when I say you guys, I don't mean us guys, I mean in general the public, so we're going to show you that we're making changes, so maybe you STFU. I just can't tell, because there are some specifics listed, but it's not like A through Z, here's the shakedown.
The only thing I don't get is, it feels like that was what the last quote restructuring was about. We're not happy with some of the way things are going, so let's move it, change it up.
And Justice League was already underway.
Exactly.
So this is taking place at a very strange time.
It feels like they're doing this before the other experiment even had a chance to start.
It's definitely not making me feel more confident.
No.
So what's the opposite of that?
Less confident.
I'm less confident. Today I'm less confident than I previously was. However, we have reason to be hopeful. Wonder Woman was amazing. I happen to actually really enjoy Justice League.
Same.
James Wan, since at one point possibly wavering, has not wavered since. And we know the studio is giving him creative ability on Aquaman, which I'm really excited about.
Yep.
There's parts of Flashpoint that sound very interesting to me. This article also mentioning the fact that we all know that Ben Affleck is going to be in the Flash movie, which actually was news to me that he was confirmed for that.
I was unaware.
So there are things that I'm like, cool, I'm totally signed up, and yes, I'm all in. But these restructurings over and over again, they make it's less big of a deal because you keep doing it. You know?
Yeah, they haven't let the dirt dry yet, and yet they keep pouring more water onto it.
I think you just call that mud.
Yeah. Dang.
That's a lot of mud.
Well, let's get into it. So first off, it said John Berg is basically going to be kind of lessening his role in a way. He wants to be more of a producer, and it's something that apparently he wanted all along, almost as if to say, like, he never really asked for the job that he was in to start with. And now Geoff Johns is going to be more of what they're calling an advisory role, which isn't that what he already was?
Wasn't that his role before they said he's now going to have a bigger role? And then now they're like, actually, never mind. We're going to bring him back into the advisory role?
But at what point have we ever been like, Geoff Johns is the problem?
Never. I don't think so.
Why would we be pulling back on him? I've never heard anybody be like, you know what's wrong with DC? Geoff Johns.
That's never been said. Wasn't the whole problem was that he didn't have enough influence over the DC universe?
And yeah,
now they're
like,
right.
And now they're like, oh, now he's going to have less. Then what?
And Warner Brothers here, it says Warner Brothers corporate leaders, which that's just this horrible four words put together, says that they support these moves and are said to be unhappy with the financial support performance of Justice League. Here's the deal. So they expected this to financially keep pace with what Avengers did. Well, Avengers grossed $1.5 billion after 3 weeks, whereas Justice League is now at 570.
Let's be honest. Marvel has built up more goodwill than DC has.
Yep.
So Marvel can put out movies that are not as strong because people don't feel as burned by them and they're willing to spend their money more quickly, even if people aren't saying it's the best movie of the year.
Yeah.
So, and Avengers are very strong. So, even if they weren't, because they've built up this goodwill, DC, on the other hand, has not. Yes, Wonder Woman was great. The three movies prior to that are... people have vastly different opinions that are all over the map. So I get it.
Which is like, this is the issue, is that they created this Snyder universe that a very passionate portion of fans love it. Like, a lot of them are angry, you know, they're signing petitions. We need a Snyder cut. So then Justice League is a movie that they don't like because they feel like their hero got chopped. Then regular audiences didn't want to jump into it because they're like, well, we didn't really care for the other thing. So we're not going to jump in. So now you created a movie where you tried to please everyone. You please no one?
I was pleased.
I was pleased.
I thought it was a lot of fun, but I mean just in the general
audience. But if this had been a Marvel film, it would have done better because the goodwill is there. And for DC, it's not.
I want to follow your point. So Bill Archer in chat role says something interesting. Whether or not it's true, we don't know. He says, Geoff Johns hiring was a PR stunt by Kevin Sugihara. He can't toss a paperclip in the trash without Sugihara's permission. I don't know if that's true or not. Maybe that was the case. But I will say this for Marvel.
He has to like raise his hand and ask, hey, I've got this paperclip. I'd really like to get rid of it. And Kevin's like, why? Why do you want to get rid of the paperclip? And Geoff Johns is like, well, because actually it doesn't hold its form perfectly anymore. And it's just a little old and rusty. And Kevin's like, all right, let's make a pros and consequences list about this paperclip. And then 5 days later, he allows him to throw it away.
It could be. The way you said it was, yeah.
All right.
I'm on board.
I see you, Bill Archer.
I'll say this for Marvel movies. I'm not as knowledgeable about Marvel, yet I can go see a Marvel movie and I won't be confused. Like, yeah. I consider myself more of a novice when it comes to the Marvel Universe. And sure, I'm sure a couple things will pass over my head, but I can sit it start to finish and watch the movie and enjoy it and get it. Whereas that clearly wasn't the case necessarily with BVS. Suicide Squad was just a whole other ball game. That was like, you know, you're playing basketball and they're playing hockey over here. Wonder Woman, incredible. Justice League, I loved, absolutely. But I have a feeling it may have been more confusing for other people who maybe were more the novice fans.
It's incredibly hard to gauge, Johnny, because you can't unknow what you know.
Yeah.
So if you enjoy a film with the knowledge you have, it's hard to be like, but if I didn't have this knowledge, would I have enjoyed it? It's just a hypothetical at that point.
True.
And we talk about these shows every week. So, yes, I think that the stakes are a little higher for us going in. But the fact that we really are fans and we really enjoyed this, that does mean that they did something right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I think we could all equivocally say, even though we really enjoyed it, it's not perfect.
Certainly not.
But that's the problem, is that this reactionary Warner Brothers, it seems like, I was under the impression it felt like they were learning. And I'm not feeling that anymore, because instead of saying, oh, there's some good stuff in here, let's just build off of that, it seems like they're going, well, let's just throw everything out now and restructure. Like, what?
Yeah.
What's the point?
And it says Warner's is expecting to name a new person to run Point. So, wow.
Such as?
Not Geoff Johns. They're saying he's going to, because he's been partnering with John Berg. Now he's still going to be DC Entertainment's chief creative officer, which to me, COO generally means you're the point guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, chief creative officer. Chief means boss. Creative means creative. Officer means in charge. What?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. The other thing that, Paul, you said you knew, but I didn't hear this, was the article said that when talking about Matt Reeves, the director is said to want to cast the role with fresh talent, according to sources.
Yeah, that's been rumored
for a while. I never was under the impression that Matt Reeves wanted to push Ben Affleck out. I always thought this was about Ben Affleck's choice and not knowing whether he wanted to be involved.
Sure.
So this article, by the end of it, threw a bunch of things in there that they said to be fact that I was like, wait, I do a show on this every week and I, huh.
Yeah, I know. It also did say in the article that studio execs realized early on that Snyder's decision to have Steppenwolf, an all-CGI creation, as the principal antagonist was faulty. In fact, many reviews were particularly harsh about Steppenwolf, criticizing the character for being one note and the product of unconvincing visual effects. And obviously, we've been seeing that for weeks. I like Steppenwolf. It didn't bother me. Yeah, we didn't know a lot about him, but visually I thought it was fine.
I thought he served his purpose. His purpose was to be there and get punched, and to me that was fine.
It wasn't about him. He didn't matter as much, but the thing is, I don't want us to see us go down this path, because the main thing Marvel is typically knocked for, and I don't mean to keep comparing the two, however it's the best comparison I can come up with, is that their villains kind of blow. When you think about a lot of Marvel movies, you really don't remember the villains. They're not a huge selling point.
Sure.
And DC has some of the greatest villains. So, especially in these earlier on films, we should be knocking them out of the park one by one. And for me, Steppenwolf didn't bother me, but do I think that he's a memorable, great performance and looked awesome? No.
I mean, I agree with you, though. Spider-Man, I was rooting for Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
Like, I think that movie was vastly overrated. I mean, don't
get
me wrong.
I liked it, but I agree. I liked Michael Keaton.
Yeah, what's the kid that plays Spider-Man? His name is...
Tom Holland.
Tom Holland, amazing. Marissa Tomei, amazing. But I saw where Michael Keaton was coming from.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a great villain to me at all.
I don't know. I like that.
I like being able to see where a villain's coming from, but I'm not even just saying in that film. I'm saying in all of the Marvel films, it's like... Who, what? You know, there's some movies where you literally cannot remember, for me at least, who the villain is until you rack your brain.
Yeah, and what's annoying about it is the context of Steppenwolf is, originally this was a two-part movie where Steppenwolf was just the first part, and then Darkseid would show up at the end, and then they would fight him in the next movie. So taking that into account, what more could they do? You know what I mean? Like, I kind of... They already had planned on him being like a little appetizer. More food analogies this week, folks. They already planned on him just being the appetizer here, but...
Well, once they decided not necessarily to do a Justice League sequel, then by then it was probably too late. You're not going to switch things up.
Yeah.
We're getting a lot of good comments in chat roll. So Huey Cox says, part of the problem with comparing Marvel and DC is Marvel Studios is a separate production company. DC isn't. Great point. And Max Palombella says, Justice League was a film that tried to reboot itself in the middle of the film.
That's
pretty deep.
That's very true.
Pretty deep comment. I mean, it's... Why would that be the case? Explain that one to me.
Why would what be the case?
Why did it try to reboot itself in the middle of the film?
Justice League?
Yeah.
Because half the film
Snyder.
Is reshoots. And...
Yeah.
Oh, we're talking the Joss
Snyder
thing.
Okay. We're always talking the Joss Snyder thing.
Yeah.
It's the talk of the town. Actually, not anymore. That's another thing. Like, I just feel like this movie came and went so quickly.
Yeah.
And I know it's not gone yet, but I don't hear anybody talking about Justice League. I don't hear anybody talking about it.
Wow. That's a good point. It's only been out less than a month.
Think about when Wonder Woman was out.
Oh, boy. Everyone.
I feel like we had enough content to talk about Wonder Woman for 2 months.
Yeah.
Nonstop. And we still do. We still are talking about that film. So...
Well, definitely a lot of stuff to talk about here. And now we're going to move on to this article that came out on Slash Film and probably a number of other sources as well. The original Justice League script from 2011 involved time travel, Batman, Wonder Woman's child. Paul, did you read up on this one?
I did, and it is a lot of madness.
It sure seems like it. Who wrote it? By Will Bial, penned in 2001, never heard from again.
I feel like I've heard
that name.
From 2001?
11.
Oh.
Sorry.
I was going to say, wow, damn. They really have been planning this for a long time. Yeah.
Oh my God, it involves Killer Croc. The story begins with Killer Croc fighting.
So I found this on Slash Film, which, by the way, I know I give them a lot of shout-outs, but they're one of my favorite sites. I think they do a great job covering stories 360. It tells you about the entire story, that it begins, the middle, the fights, how it could have been made, all of that. If you want to check out the article, it's pretty interesting. But I kind of have a hard time looking into what could have been when movies don't do well. Like, if a movie does really well, I love looking at which turns might they have, could they have taken that wouldn't have gotten us here. But I have such a hard time when a movie's not doing well being like, if only they had done this. It's like, who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows if that would have helped?
All the stuff that happens in this original script seems like a great comic book. It seems like an awful movie. There's a lot there.
Drawn out. 3.5 hours. I'm not saying they were planning on that, but that's what it seems.
There's so much in that original script. It feels like it goes all over the place. It has no focus or structure. It's just madness. And
this guy apparently wrote Aquaman with Jeff Johns and James Wan.
Yeah, and he also wrote a Gangster Squad.
Gangster
We all remember Gangster Squad.
Yeah. There's a lot going on under Darkseid's mind control. Superman kills all the Green Lantern Corps except for Stewart. Then he invades Earth. Batman recruits Wonder Woman, with whom he shares a romantic history.
There are little elements of it that are definitely in the newer stuff.
Yes.
Yowzers.
They mention Batman being in the Dark Knight Returns suit and fighting Superman and a few other things that, like, you can tell they probably were like, I like that idea. Put that in a movie.
Speaking of suits, do we even have that in the rundown this week about the Dark Superman suit?
No.
Did you guys see that Superman, the black suit, they actually shot some stuff in it?
No.
Really?
Yeah, that's what came out this week.
I've heard so much back and forth on that. People saying they never had one. People saying they did have one.
I saw it on Cinema Blend and Screen Rant and a couple other places. This one's coming from Screen Rant. Justice League filmed Superman black suit scenes. Justice League cinematographers confirming that there were indeed scenes shot featuring Superman's iconic black costume, but that they were among the many scenes directed by Zack Snyder that were cut after the filmmaker left the movie's production.
Okay, wow. So at a Warner Brothers shooting, do they just tell everyone, hey, whatever people ask you about, just answer whatever you feel like. Like, is there no, like, uniforms?
I guess. I don't know. Fabian Wagner, the cinematographer, said there were scenes shot. It's a cool-looking costume. Sadly, we didn't see that either in the final cut. Zack takes his time with telling the stories, and I've always liked that about his movies. There are a few scenes that I was very much looking forward to seeing, which unfortunately got cut. What's interesting about every single person who works with Zack, who talks about Zack, is they all stand up for him. Like, yeah. They all love Zack.
He seems like a super nice
guy. Adam Gurler just met him a few weeks ago and said he was incredibly nice.
Yeah. So
I'm confused. Why, after seeing Justice League, I'm trying to think, where would that scene fit in? Because he didn't, you know, he was evil for a little, like 10 minutes of the film, but that's about it.
I don't know. Would it have been before he went to his mom's house? It had to, right?
Yeah, he would have done it himself, because why else would he have a black suit
on? Yeah. Well, maybe it got real dirty in the ground.
Yeah.
That's a fair point.
So,
there's a lot.
I don't know.
It's entirely possible.
Maybe that's why it was cut. It's like, how do we make this make sense?
How do we fit like a 25-minute plot point about Superman and his black suit in this movie?
Mm-hmm. So, domestically, this past week, Justice League did pass $200 million, and worldwide we are at $575 million, it looks like. So
China's liking it.
China's loving it.
China loves it.
Good for them.
Yeah, it's the highest grossing film of all time in China. How the hell is that possible?
Highest grossing DC
film. I'm sorry. Yeah. I was like, wow, there's no way.
Yeah. Well, even still with that, Johnny, think about how crazy that is. Mm-hmm. With the DC films. This movie is not... Everybody's like, this movie's tanking. It's definitely not doing as well as they want it to do.
It's tanking as far as context of what it is.
Right.
A Justice League movie.
I mean, it costs $300 million to make. They already made almost double, so I mean...
So it's not tanking. When you tank, you're not making your money back. But it's not doing well. Definitely not. That's what... If it was doing well, there would be no more shakeups.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, look, I've been saying it for over a year. Warner Brothers...
That's what you've been saying? Warner Brothers,
Yeah. They've been...
Things that make you go,
No, it makes me go, God damn it. they've been really... In my opinion, they've been messing up a lot of the creative, and it's people that...
Well, they tried to mess with Patty Jenkins, but she was like, bitch, sit down.
Right, and it worked. It's just people are afraid to step up to them. Warner Brothers... You gotta, here's the thing, trust your talent. If you hire someone to do a certain job, it's like any profession, whether it's accounting or whether, you know, it's law or whether it's, you know, movies or whether it's pro wrestling. You hire talent, trust your talent to do their job without sticking your hand in the cookie jar and messing things up. And I feel like Warner Brothers has proven time and time again that every time they try to get involved too much, they screw it up.
Which it seems like they're doing it again.
Yes. I don't think I'm over-exaggerating that. Am I?
What restructuring needs to be done? We have Aquaman coming out in a year, and everything else is just pre-production right now, right?
Shazam in early February.
Everything's pre-production, So what is the restructuring that needs to get done?
I don't know.
Flashpoint. The restructuring is a, we hear you guys, you didn't like this again, we got you, we're going to restructure some stuff, so yeah.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense because the whole idea behind the new reshot Justice League scenes was that, like, this is a taste of what you're going to get in the future. And then instead of saying, well, now that you've seen some of that, and which has been mostly positive, people like Superman, people like The Flash, not all people, Roxy, but for the most part, people like the characters. Mm-hmm. So what is the problem then if that's the part they were trying to get across?
Well, you know, our buddy Ken from Chicago just said, you know, on the WB side, but they trusted Snyder with BVS. No, they didn't. They made him cut 30 minutes of the film that made, because of that, the film made way less sense.
Yeah.
Those 30 minutes didn't help with Martha. I stand by that.
Sure, but I'm just saying the film would have made a lot more sense if they, granted it was a long film.
I like the extended cut better.
See?
Yeah.
I like what you said earlier about
Ricky Middlesworth in the chat. We love you, Ricky, saying, did y'all see that John Berg is being removed from his position as of today? And well, I want to say to you, Ricky.
Ricky, get your ass here on time.
Did y'all see that we started at 3 p.m.?
Top story, ish. Ricky.
Ricky.
By the way, RickyMiddlesworth.com, greatest photographer in the history of life.
Yeah.
Did my album covers.
How do you spell life?
L-I-F-F-E.
No, with a Y.
Oh, I'm sorry. That kind of life.
I don't know.
For life.
Felt like it was cool.
I like what you said earlier about the DCEU, about, you know, you mentioned Man of Steel. Please say that, because I'm trying to defend Justice League, because
I'm defending Justice League because I really enjoyed it. But there are certain movies that sometimes you enjoy and you understand why some people would hate them. I saw The Lobster, and I really love that movie.
Love that film!
But I watched it saying the whole time, oh, there are people that are going to despise this.
Well, now, faux show.
Yeah.
It's weird.
So, Man of Steel, I really love. I love that movie. There's problems that I have at the end, but I mostly love the movie. But I understand why people don't like it. BVS, The Ultimate Cut, I like it. But I understand why people don't like it. There are scenes that I go, ooh, there are people that are just going to hate this.
Sure.
But Justice League, for the most part, is a movie I watched, and I thought, I think most people will definitely enjoy this.
We all thought that too.
Not your average bear in the chat. Roxy, first of all, you spelled my name wrong. Not understanding the Martha scene each week is just embarrassing. I understand it. It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. It's not actually the dumbest thing I've ever seen, because the dumbest thing I've ever seen is sending your dad to go get a dog and then not saving his life.
That's
even
true.
Though you could have gone to get the dog in the first place.
That's true.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. But the second dumbest thing I've ever seen is this moment. So me not understanding is not true. Embarrassing, not true. True to my word, my thoughts, my beliefs, that's true. Sit down, not your average bear. You're totally an average bear.
Spell her,
you know what?
Yeah.
You're not even like a koala bear. You're like a regular-ass teddy bear.
No.
You're probably, like, got the fuzzy ears.
You're a furry.
You're a furry.
That goes and has
sex with other furries.
Straight basic.
Yeah, basic.
You're a basic-ass bear.
How do we get the furry talk? What happened?
Not your average bear. You're a basic bear.
Yeah, don't you say she's embarrassing. So you better spell her name
Martha.
Right. R-O-X-X. Spell it right.
Yeah, rocks.
I like to thank the person who said, I agree with the porn stash ponytail guy. I'm going to assume you're talking about me.
Oh my God, that's fantastic. Now that's the kind of comment we can get behind.
Yeah.
Jonathan says, Martha jokes were so 2016. All right, I agree with that. That's true.
Whatever.
I'm a year late.
Why did you say that name?
So, Jesus. So when it comes to Zack Snyder, a WB Insider has confirmed there is an assembly-only cut of Zack Snyder's Justice League. The junkie score isn't finished. Apparently, it's Snyder, but WB doesn't trust his vision anymore. They said it would have cost a lot more money if his cut would have been, I guess, made. And that was something that came out.
It's like, why would we release something that's going to continue to cost us millions of dollars?
You know that movie that didn't make that much money? We're going to spend more on it.
Double down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Double down.
Just a really sad guy at Vegas. Just like, just more money. More money.
I've sadly been there. I've had some gambling issues.
Not your average bear.
Now, would I watch
it? You better get triggered.
Would I watch it? Absolutely.
You kill me. Yeah.
I'd watch it.
I would watch it too, but I don't want it. I don't want it.
At least Not Your Average Bear has a sense of humor. We mess with him. He messes back. I appreciate that.
Maybe you aren't your average bear. Maybe you're more like a 3-foot bear that I still cuddle with. That's pink.
Is it Teddy Ruxpin situation?
Maybe you are a Care Bear. Your sleepy time bear.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I still like the phrase basic ass bear.
You're a basic ass bear. I'm going to start calling
it's the cheaper version of Build-A-Bear.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you are not a Build-A-Bear. You are not a $30 bear after I buy the police suit.
You ain't no Vermont. Very similar to Build-A-Bear. Very expensive.
Yep.
I feel like this is really bad after the furry conversation.
Speaking of... we're going to move on from Justice League now. Shazam, we have a casting. Jack Dylan Grazer, who we all saw in the movie It, which was fantastic. Also very long, but really enjoyed it. He has joined Shazam as part of the cast. So there you go.
It's so crazy when you watch these little kids' lives, mm-hmm. the moment they start to change. Like, it's a... These kids, they don't know at the time, and they're being cast in the biggest movies ever. Like, imagine being this kid and being like, yeah, you're in Shazam. You'd be like, Sh-what?
Sure.
Sh-who?
There's a good chance he probably didn't know what Shazam was.
He was probably one of my favorite characters in It, so I'm happy that he's going to be in the movie.
It's so exciting.
He was the one that had all the allergies, right?
Yeah. Okay. Or so he thought.
Ha-choo!
Right, the mom was a mess. Spoiler that right. one. He was really good. Surprisingly, the kid from Stranger Things, I thought his character was a little too much.
I liked him.
Get
I liked
out. Him a lot.
No, he was good. I'm just saying, a little too much. So he's going to join Shazam, joining Zachary Levi and Ashton. So nothing else new. On that one.
The reason I like it is because he's really good at...
The reason you like It, the movie? Or
the no, sorry. Like... The kid being in this is because I think he's really good at reacting to the madness that's going on around him in It. And the idea that he's going to be talking to Zachary Levi as, like, probably his friend from school, but it's Zachary Levi at the time. Like, so he's basically going to be like, as this is a terrible... terrible analogy, but the way Taika Waititi was to Ryan Reynolds in Green Lantern.
That's what you're excited for?
Well, point being, he's going to be his buddy who's going through this with him, I think, in the movie. That's
why
what I think they're going to go with this.
Indian in the cupboard or something.
Wow.
I have a magic cupboard that has a magic key.
Do you guys remember that movie?
Yeah, from the trailer. Yeah. I have a magic cupboard that has a magic key.
Me too.
It's a great
movie. I do recall it. I don't know much about it. But yeah, I do recall.
It came, if you got the VHS, it came with a little little action figure.
Oh.
I don't think it's PC to say it came with a little Indian. It came with a...
Probably not.
What is... I don't know. Move on, Johnny.
Okay.
Get me out of here.
Wonder Woman has received 3 nominations at the Critics' Choice Awards, and I'm surprised it didn't get more, as a matter of fact.
Well, it was because of the categories. It's nominated for Best Action, which is interesting, because that's exactly what it is. So,
is it nominated for a Best Score? Is that a category?
I think it was Cinematography, Action, and...
I'm a little surprised Gal did not get... nominated for Best Actress, considering how is Margot Robbie nominated for I, Tanya when the movie hasn't come out yet?
Have you seen what she looks like?
Who, Margot?
Yeah, in that movie.
I'm sure she looks great, but that's not my point.
Yeah, they've seen it, though. That's how things work.
I just don't understand how Tanya Harding gets a movie made after her.
That's not the part that confuses me. The part that confuses me is why is Margot Robbie hugging Tanya Harding?
I don't know.
And Allison Janney. Yeah, Margot, it looks like literally she's about to suck face with Tanya in that picture. They're like looking longingly into each other's eyes and ready to go for it, faux show. Wow, also I didn't realize how many Wonder movies there are this year. There's the movie Wonder, then there's Wonder Struck, and then there's Wonder Woman.
And how did...
The Wonder Women with...
So best costume design, Lindy Hemming. It's also best visual effects. And best action movie, it's going up against Baby Driver, Logan,
Thor. Who's Tanya Harding,
people
say? Sorry.
Oh, my God.
That just made me laugh.
Wow, that is funny. What do you guys think of these of the movies nominated for best action movie? What would you vote for between Baby Driver, Logan, Thor, Planet of the Apes, and Wonder Woman?
For best action movie? I wouldn't consider Logan best action movie. I consider that one of the better dramas of the year. Yeah.
I'm shocked Patty wasn't nominated for director.
Okay, neither of you guys have answered my question.
I'm sorry.
As far as best action movie?
Baby Driver, Logan, Thor, Planet of the Apes, Wonder Woman.
Planet of the Apes is so good.
It is. Thor's good, Logan's good, Baby Driver's probably the most action.
I haven't seen all those movies.
But it was pretty, in my opinion, it was a pretty simple and like not...
Are you talking about Baby Driver?
Yeah,
the ending crashed and burned hard for me.
Oh yeah, it wasn't like that deep. Yeah, it felt kind of shallow. It's like very simple plot and like
straightforward.
I think Logan has the most depth to it and the best action, in my opinion.
I think I would give it to Wonder Woman. I think it's the best action movie. I think Wonder Woman's a significantly better movie than
more
Logan.
Of a Western to me than
of these movies.
Right. Yeah, it is.
But it's not. I mean, this is the category.
I know.
One is the best of the action movies, if that's the category?
Which one of these is a pure action movie? more Wonder Woman than the other ones, I would say.
I also think, like, I really like Thor a lot, but I can't believe that it's named in the same category, like, thing as Logan and Wonder Woman. Those movies are just so much elevated.
I really like two-thirds of Thor a lot.
Yeah, I don't think Thor belongs there. And I think, yeah, Wonder Woman would take it. It'd be just prop. It would just feel right.
By the way, guys, that's Anthony in the booth.
What up, Ant?
Yo, what's happening?
We would like to think Wonder Woman should hopefully win something. But you didn't answer my question. Are you not surprised that Patty did not get nominated for Best Director?
I am.
Yeah.
Who are the people who are nominated?
Oh, a lot of good directors, don't get me wrong. But I'm just very surprised that, you know, it's...
She got nominated for something, because something just added a Best Female Director category, because Now they split them up. And which one was that? I know she just got nominated for something where they split up the male and female directors.
Why did they do that?
That's weird.
Because they do it for actors, so I guess they figured this would be like a way to do it. So they can probably... Then they also said something about...
Yeah, but it's a different job.
Maybe.
I guess not. I don't know. I haven't made my mind up about that yet. Johnny moves on.
Well, speaking of Patty Jenkins, she is a runner-up for Time's Person of the Year. Looks like she was number 7.
I think she is probably so happy to lose to who she lost to.
Yeah, the Silence Breakers of 2007 Person of the Year, which they should be. I'm very confused by what Time does, because they put people on the list like Kim Jong-un and like all...
And Donald Trump.
Because it's about influence. It's not necessarily a good or bad thing.
But that's so
weird. It's not the best Person of the Year. It's just Person of the Year.
But it's very weird. Like, what is Time going to do? Congratulations, Kim. You just won Person of the Year because you're a piece of human trash. Like, that's weird to me.
Yeah.
So thank God they chose something positive.
I think it deserved it the most, because I think in terms of lasting influence, this is, and maybe it's because of the industry that I'm in, but this is such a movement.
Yes, it needs
to
be.
So, yeah.
I've said this on the show.
And I'm glad that Patty was nominated.
Yeah.
Or on the short list.
And, you know, hopefully she's going to keep on, you know, with Wonder Woman 2 and then go from there. So, yeah, we got a little bit of time to wait for that, but congratulations to Patty Jenkins. And let's see, Wonder Woman is Tumblr's most popular movie of the year.
Yeah. So I don't... This is something that I feel as if it was a little... I'm going to date myself, but like, I was too old to get into Tumblr. I didn't get it.
I don't...
When Tumblr came out, and I feel the same way about Reddit, I just don't understand Tumblr and Reddit. Yeah. I don't get them. But I did see this, and I was like, all right, this is probably DC movie news. The fact that
it's so GIF-able, the movie.
Wasn't Tumblr before GIFs, in a way?
I don't really know what that means. I still don't understand what Tumblr is.
I think GIF culture has been, and I can't believe I just said that. That is I feel like the dirtiest millennial. GIF culture has really been enhanced by Tumblr, actually.
Is Tumblr, what's Tumblr?
People are posting stuff and resharing it. Everything you see has pretty much been shared like thousands and thousands of times.
But why? What is it?
It's kind of like a hub for like having blogs in a sense.
Yeah. So do I have one or no?
It can be a.
I think you have to create
video,
one.
It's like versatile audio.
Blogs though, yeah, because you have the option to do video, you have the option to upload pictures, you have the option to just quote things, write articles. It's like an all one stop shop for like blogging needs.
Okay, it's more about blogging. Yeah. We're getting chat rolling.
So the second most one is Beauty and the Beast.
Okay.
It's a tale as old as time.
Anyway. Tale as old as time.
Oh, by the way, I just wanted to jump back into the Time Person of the Year. I just had to look it up because I wanted to make sure I was right about this.
Sure.
Stalin and Hitler were both Time Person of the Year, retrospectively.
Well,
so
then,
they have done horrible people.
Clearly, they have not changed. I didn't know Time Magazine was
soon
around.
As it can
Time's been around that long?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Hitler and the Beast.
Barely even friends.
Then Stalin wins Time.
Oh my.
Person of the unexpected.
So Nightwing, Nick Jonas was asked in an interview if he'd be interested in playing Nightwing. He said, I'd be super down for this. I didn't know there were people vying for me to play this role, but keep the chatter alive. If you vote for me, maybe they'll cast me in it. And then, I don't know, I'll thank you all later. There's also a couple of people, you know.
All right, so I can't tell the Nightwing people. I mean, not Nightwing people. I can't tell the Jonas, the Jonas Brothers apart. Is this the one that was in Dunkirk or no? Wasn't there a Jonas Brother in Dunkirk?
No, you're thinking of Harry Styles.
Oh,
Harry Styles was the One Direction.
Harry Styles is a different person than Jonas. Wait,
Harry Styles actually has a very good album out this year.
Okay, which is the Jonas Brother that has a song "Jealous"? Is that also Nick Jonas?
Sing
that
it?
I don't know.
I don't remember it. It's just something about still get jealous.
Oh,
that one.
Oh, I know that.
That's Nick.
You're too sexy, beautiful. Yeah.
I just
go ahead.
I just know Nick Jonas.
It is.
I just know Nick Jonas is the one that after the Jonas Brothers kind of fizzled out, he actually went on Broadway and did Les Miserables. So
is he the one that had the reality show with his wife? Is that a different Jonas?
Wait, who did Les Mis?
Nick Jonas.
Which one's that Harry Styles?
He's one One Direction.
He didn't do the movie Les Mis. He did it on Broadway.
Married to Jonas. That's Kevin, a member. Oh, that's Kevin Jonas.
Who's Kevin Jonas?
That's one of the one who had a reality show. That's the older Jonas.
My
apparently.
Name's Jonas.
Okay, that's fine. Jonas.
Are these the guys that did I've Been to the Year 3000?
Yes.
No, they're the group that did.
No, that's Hanson.
I know. I just wanted to try to fool you on that one.
Oh, man. Hanson's actually a very good band. They have a song called Penny and Me that I love.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
Mbop was total boy band material, though. So I guess my thoughts on Nick Jonas playing Nightwing. I know a lot of people would probably be like, too recognizable a face would be very distracting.
But love him.
I don't even know which one he is. So
hey, if you're good enough to do Broadway, you're probably good enough to be in a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I always wondered? At the end of Dark Knight Rises, didn't they like tease that Joseph Gordon-Levitt was going to be
he's
like,
Robin?
Yeah.
No, yeah, but they teased it, but then acknowledged that he wasn't actually Robin. It was just like an homage to Robin.
The worst thing that's in any of those Christopher Nolan movies.
I didn't mind it. It was just like his name. It was a cute little whatever.
You guys want to see Joseph Gordon-Levitt as a Robin or a Nightwing?
I would.
He's perfect.
I definitely think so, but I would rather see, this was something that I think I've been reading about too. I would love Riz Ahmed to be Nightwing.
Mm-hmm.
I would love that. Or Dev, what's his name?
Dev Patel
would be incredible too. Or Steven Yeun would be amazing. Like, I think that there's so many different directions we could take Nightwing. And I think that Joseph Gordon-Levitt would be incredible as one of them. But I wouldn't even mind this Nick Jonas. Not Joe Jonas.
Joe Jonas
Nick.
Is the one that's with Sophie Turner.
Sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's Sophie
They're
Turner?
They're like engaged.
From Game of Thrones?
Sansa.
I've never seen an episode.
How do they know each other?
I don't know.
Oh my
She's
god.
The X-Men Apocalypse? She was Jean.
Oh! Yeah, but who was he?
He's not an X-Men Apocalypse.
Yeah, he's not an X-Men. I was just saying for Johnny.
She's only 21? Gosh.
Yeah, but how do they know each other? Just because they're both famous?
Yeah, that's how it works usually.
Oh, yeah, me too.
He's a Game of Thrones
Yeah, player. Max in the chat says Logan Lerman is Nightwing. I would love that too.
I love Logan Lerman.
Bibbo says Nightwing is not the role to be diverse with just for the sake, Roxy. I'm not
how
making
about because
him a diverse.
Riz Ahmed is a great actor.
I literally didn't even realize. I just was naming actors I like. They could go any color with him. Who gives a shit?
Mm-hmm.
The role doesn't need to be. It's not specific to his upbringing. It doesn't really matter. I don't mind if they cast him as white. I just want him to be a good actor. And I think Riz Ahmed's probably the best person for the part.
Could be.
Yeah.
And before we move on into TV time, comicbook.com fans ranked their DC movies in order as far as what they like most.
This ranking system was bizarre.
Very weird. Man of Steel got a 3.4 out of 5. Suicide Squad got 3.63 out of 5.
I'm going to give everyone who filled this out some soap to wash out your mouth with that kind of nonsense.
Right.
What?
Wait, I completely agree. I think Suicide Squad is so much more fun than Man of Steel.
Justice League got a 3.4.
I think you're getting it opposite.
Wait, what's it say?
They ranked Man of Steel as lower than Suicide Squad.
I know. I think Suicide Squad is so much more fun than Man of Steel, is what I said.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's a better film because I don't think it is, but I think that where Man of Steel takes a screeching halt, Suicide Squad I could watch drunk any day.
Sure, that's a fair point. Justice League got a 3.9 out of 5. BVS got a 4.05.
This one is bizarre.
Yeah.
How did BVS manage to do that?
Better than Justice League, I don't know.
And it's so close to Wonder Woman.
And Wonder Woman got a 4.19. What the... All right.
This ranking was bizarro.
It was.
And not bizarro like Bizarro Superman, just bizarro.
Real quick, isn't Watchmen considered DC?
That's yes.
Yeah, no, but this is DCEU, not okay. DC of all time, because then Dark Knight and all of them.
Right.
You know?
Right, okay.
And with that said, it's time for...
It's time for...
It's time for Roxy Stryer's TV time. All the girls think Johnny's fine.
Yes, nope.
Adam's cooking so divine. Also, Mikey, Christmas time. DC movie news, it's time.
Are you playing the...
TV time.
Tambourine?
I don't know what I was doing.
Morocco?
I just had my
is
right hand.
Morocco?
Maracas.
Maracas.
Morocco is a country.
No, I said, is it called a Morocco? But...
Hold on,
what?
I have not followed the chat.
Yeah.
Entirely, but just out of context, this is the funniest thing. I get why Black Panther's African. That's all I'm going to say.
That's what it said.
I don't know what the preamble to that was. I don't care. I just really like reading that sentence.
Fair enough.
I get why Black Panther's African.
Well, okay. I have so many responses, but I'll choose to respond with none. Let's talk a little bit about TV. Paul, what are you caught up on?
Everything in the CW world.
Oh, okay. So no Lucifer, no Gotham?
No Lucifer, no Gotham.
I got some crazy-ish about Lucifer and Gotham, but let's start with the DC TV shows. What was your favorite of the week so far? Obviously, Arrow excluded because that airs tonight.
This week, I really liked Legends of Tomorrow because it was insane.
It's awesome to watch Cold and Heat together again. Like,
yeah, and I love this watching version of Captain
and
Gold.
Him Mickey, and he's like, I'm not Mickey.
Wentworth Miller really came back with like a, I want to have fun with this role now. Like, and yes, he is great. Supergirl, is Rain the worst character Supergirl's had?
I love Rain.
Really? Oh my gosh.
That fight, they edited it a little strangely.
Yeah. And that mask is not flattering.
The mask
at all
is not my fave, but I love, what's her name when she's not Rain? Little girl's mom.
I know she's Ruby because her mom says the name enough.
Ruby's mom. Whoever her name is.
So you were a fan of Pancake Time.
I loved that. And I like her being friends with Alex and Lena and Kara. Like, them all being buddies is fun for me.
I thought it was funny when Kara was like, guys, I know I always have a sister, but all I ever wanted was a best friend. And Wynn's, like, in the background.
I know.
I was like, damn, cold.
But also,
cold,
they
Kara.
Let this girl, they let Ruby's mom in real fast.
Yeah, they did. They're like now we're all sisters.
Now
what?
We're BFF. But I think she's cool. We'll see where we go with it. I can't stand watching Mon-El with his wife.
Oh, I just like Mon-El as a character just to begin with.
So. Johnny, okay. Yo. So on the show, spoiler alert, guys. So sorry about that. Spoiler. On the show, Supergirl was with this guy, Mon-El, forever. For last season, she ends up having to send him off to a different planet. She thinks she might never see him again. And he comes back. And she's still in love with him, but he's been gone for 7 years, and he comes back with his wife. But for her, it's only been a matter of, months.
And she's definitely not just a model that they decided to put on the show.
So she is that, what he just said. She's just really hot. His wife is, like, a gorgeous 10.
Sure.
And now that's what's happening, and I feel really
but
bad.
But not a likable character.
No, she is. She is like, Supergirl, I know you guys used to date. It's been 7 years for us. I love you, though. You're amazing. I'm all about you. She's, like, sucking up to her in flattery. She's like, I totally get it.
Uh-huh.
So it's really tough.
That is.
It's happening.
Samantha is what someone in the chat
says. I just can't tell if that girl's being bitchy or not.
Well, I mean,
trying to be her friend.
Does this woman know that Supergirl's Supergirl? Or does she...
everyone knows.
Oh, at this point, everyone knows.
That's not true, but yes, this girl knows.
And is this a famous actress?
No, she's just a model.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
But a really good one. On Legends of Tomorrow this week, they made, like, Tickle Me Elmo God.
Yeah, to ancient Vikings.
That was weird.
And it was amazing.
We're not talking that much about Flash, which we should be, because it was good. It was an interesting episode in which the aftermath of the honeymoon and all that. Did you see that clip of the honeymoon? I wanted to check this out. So there was a deleted scene after the honeymoon where I can't get his name right. Digby?
Ralph Digby?
It's not Dibney.
So Digby Chicken Caesar.
I thought it was Dibney.
If anyone recognizes that reference in chat roll, we're best friends.
It's Digby? I've been saying Dibney. All right, well, anyway, he screws things up for their honeymoon if we want to check this out. Anthony, when you got it ready, please.
Today's the day, Ralphie. Alone at last with barbecue chips, a six-pack of liquid happiness, and 10 hours of nervous breakdown with Winona Ryder. Netflix,
I love
engage.
Winona Ryder.
Panic mode engaged.
No. Stop.
He's obviously watching Stranger Things.
Level 11.
11?
Alert. Level 11.
Why would they make this go to
11? So it's Dibny. The chat's telling me I'm right.
What's going on?
Dibny.
What's the emergency?
Uh-oh.
Funny story. I was trying to watch Netflix.
Look at Iris lose her cool. She's about to lose it.
I was going to press that one next.
I don't know what that accent was I just did.
So, how was your honeymoon?
I am supposed to be on a beach.
Oh, we've like never seen her like that.
Having drinks with tiny, tiny little umbrellas in them.
Wow, I know.
You'd kill him.
You'd kill him. Best line. I love
it. How hard it is to run in flip-flops.
I have not seen this show in a while.
It's fun.
Wow.
It's really fun.
That's the most I've liked Iris this season.
Yeah, and it wasn't even on the show.
Yeah.
So it is Dibny.
It's Dibny, yeah.
You tried to screw me up.
Thank you, Ivan.
So Dibny Chicken Caesar.
No, Dibny.
Oh, damn it. I just want someone in chat world to recognize that reference and realize how great it is.
We also, I know earlier we were talking about Robin and Brenton Thwaites. Holy crap.
What?
Was this the dopest thing I've ever seen? His picture was like...
Yeah, so is he going to be Tim Drake?
I mean, that's what I think.
Because the costume's very Tim Drake-y.
It's supposed to be Dick Grayson. Yeah. I didn't mean that.
Yeah, but they definitely modeled the costume after the Tim Drake Robin.
You're right. Actually, I didn't even think about that until you just said that, and then it made sense. But no, Dick Grayson. It depends on what the coloring really is, because it's kind of hard to see in this dark image.
I mean, it looks.
But he looks badass.
He has green gloves, which I like.
Yeah, he looks badass. I love it. It made me excited, and I think it's making people excited to buy this DC. What's it called?
Yeah,
paywall.
Streaming service.
Yeah.
I'm just really not a fan of the actor, so I'm
really
whole judgment. I saw him in Gods of Egypt, that movie, and he was in the new Pirates movie, and I disliked him very much in both of those.
Wait, well, who did he play in the Pirates movie? I just watched that.
He was the young precocious guy. Running around.
He played the lead.
Yeah,
played the son of
Will.
Will Turner.
Right, but his real name is...
Orlando Bloom.
He played Orlando Bloom's son. I did enjoy... I had a long flight to and back from Peru last weekend. I got to see a lot of movies. And I did enjoy Pirates. And I thought he was... He's no Orlando Bloom. I thought he was all right.
Yeah, I was...
Remember when Pirates first came out? Holy crap.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony, while we're talking about this, if you look it up, I put another link, because I saw it got taken down this morning from GameSpot. I put another one for Black Lightning. But you can just... Google the Black Lightning origin trailer and it will pop up because I want to show this because I'm getting really excited for Black Lightning. Just adding another hour of the week of TV, must watch TV for me. But before we talk about that, I'll give you guys my thoughts on Gotham and Lucifer. If you haven't seen them this week, beware, I'm going to give spoilers right now. This is the craziest issue I've ever heard, okay?
Okay.
So Lucifer's power... As he looks you in the eyes, and he says, "What do you want?"
Okay,
and the people have to tell him what they want. Okay,
sure.
That's what he can do.
I like it.
This guy who has been the villain all season, Sinner Man, he gets arrested, and so Lucifer's finally going to be able to pin him down because he's been wearing these sunglasses. So Lucifer hasn't been able to ask him.
Okay,
he's finally going to figure out what he wants. And Lucifer goes to talk to him in the interrogation room, and the guy has gouged out his own eyeballs.
God,
insane! And that's where we are left. It was vile. You see blood dripping down his arm, like from this thing, and Lucifer's like, "What the hell is that?" And you look at his face, and he has gouged out completely both of his eyeballs.
Okay,
it was like, "Damn, this show just really took that turn."
Well, see no evil.
Yeah, that was wild. Gotham was very strange this week. There was one thing that happened on Gotham this week that made me legitimately want to cry and jump and never come back. But then it wasn't true.
Mm-hmm.
They played with my emotions. And I thought Penguin murdered an orphan.
Whoa.
But he didn't.
Hmm.
So.
They were playing games with your heart.
It was some serious quit playing games with my heart. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Better stop moments. Doing it.
So anyway, those shows were pretty interesting this week. Let's check out this Black Lightning origin trailer because I'm excited. Thanks, Anthony, for finding that.
We knew this day would come.
Oh, Hannah.
Do you remember why you became Black Lightning? You wanted to give the people hope. You wanted the evil that's out there to have something to fear. This city needs you.
The city needs you.
Black Lightning.
Better than you failed the city. So just really quick little...
Okay, Dan.
Yeah.
Cute thing.
Thanks for watching.
I think that Cress Williams looks baller. Like, he's going to nail this role. I think that this has a different tone than a lot of the CW shows. I know that it's on a different universe as of now, at least. So sure. I'm really excited. Are you guys going to check out Black Lightning?
I'd like to. I never get a chance to watch anything, but I would like to check it out.
Yeah, I'm still not huge on the suit, but in the CW world, it's an ever-evolving suit for every hero on there, so I don't care about that. What I care about is the actor looks great in the role, mm-hmm. and I like the tone they're going for. So I'm definitely going to check it out. And I'm sure he'll probably have an even different suit for the second season, because that's what they do with all the DC
true.
Shows.
They hear all of our complaints, and then they just make alterations for season two.
Yeah. Like, Oliver doesn't have his arms anymore out.
This show, because of the CW-DC track record, no matter what, the show's going to get a season two. You know it's got it.
Yeah.
I got to say, I'm looking forward to this. I was a huge Static Shock fan, the animated series.
Yeah.
And this kind of reminds me of that, so I'm like, I'm so down for this.
Cool. Are you nervous to watch it without watching the other DC CW shows, or are you okay?
Oh, not at all. I mainly just watch Flash right now. But cool. No, I mean, if they do a crossover, I'll go back a little bit. But other than that, nah, I'm okay.
Can I say this? This is not DC related before we go. Saw a great movie on the plane. Have you guys seen Patty Cakes? It was an indie film.
Mm-mm.
No.
Bridget Everett.
One?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. I saw the trailer for it.
Wow. So Bridget Everett is the biggest name in the film. It's not a lot of names. The female lead essentially was found almost out of obscurity. Her best friend was found on World Star Hip Hop. Like, it's great. If you could see Patty Cakes, find a way to see it. It is the ultimate underdog story, and it's really well done and incredibly well acted. And so just want to give that a shout out because it was an independent film. And just, you know, it's winning a bunch of awards now, getting in festivals left and right, and it's pretty cool. So,
cool.
There's my movie plug for the week.
There you go.
Anything else, guys?
No.
Chat's bringing up Constantine, of course, coming back to DC.
Yeah, I didn't even mention that.
Again.
The end of Legends.
Yeah, love it.
He needs a favor from Sarah. He looked great. We miss him. He's got this total different energy. Every time he comes, it's like a villain's coming, but it's not. Yeah.
And how great is that young actor who plays young Stein on the show?
He was incredible.
I love him every time he's on.
He embodies everything that Victor Garber is and just does a great job with that.
Sweet.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, good deal. Well, we're at DC Movies SK on Twitter, facebook.com/DC Movies SK. Paul Ponte, why don't you put yourself over?
You can hear my podcast at thescreenwatchersguild.com. It's on iTunes and all that good stuff. I'm at ThePaulPonte on Twitter. And if you go back and look at the interviews, you'll hear me talking to DC movies with Laquasto right over here on one of the episodes. It's a lot of fun.
That's right. What are we doing?
You did my show one time, remember?
I did. Yes. A year ago at the LA Podfest.
Yes.
Super fun.
It was a good time.
It was. Roxy Stryer.
I love that you said, that's right. What are we doing?
I was reading something at the time.
People also mentioning that Jax is leaving. Jefferson Jackson.
Yeah.
We'll see if that lasts and what ends up
looking. I hope not, because he gets better every time he's on.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
I'm Roxy Stryer. You can find me at Roxy Stryer. If you are a cannabis supporter, fan, consumer, any of those things, I do a daily show for Anchor. If you download the Anchor app, you can listen. My show is called Take You Higher with Roxy Stryer. See what I did there with that little rhyme? We talk about all different cannabis-related things, like what different ailments it can help you out with and stuff like that. I'm also on The Tomorrow Show Mondays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. Pacific time. Go to thetomorrowshow.com. Also on Screen Junkies still. Find me on Screen Junkies News, breaking down all different stuff every week.
Yes, sir. So this is pretty cool. A friend of mine, my buddy Reggie Flannery, and I put a video up yesterday morning about the frustrations of being a fan of the Kansas City Chiefs, just something we shot Wednesday night. I edited till 3 in the morning, and we put it up just because we thought it'd be fun. And here we are, 3,500 shares later, and we just crossed 150,000 views on Facebook.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Big numbers, baby.
And it went viral on Twitter yesterday. So, I don't know. If you happen to like football or just like funny football videos, go to my Twitter or go to my Facebook page, and you can actually see the video. It's all. I don't even know how it got this big, but it keeps on growing, so we're going to keep doing it, which is cool. Comedy stuff. I'm going to miss you guys. I'll be back in 2018. So I'm going to be in Vegas December 18 to 24 at the Bragg Era Comedy Club with my buddy Craig Shoemaker. And then Pennsylvania, I have a show in Bethlehem on December 26th, in Philly, December 28th, and Easton, December 29th. So if you want to go to any of those, just hit me up on social media. I will tell you exactly how to do it. So make sure you follow Mike Kalinowski at Mike Kalinowski, Adam Gertler at Adam Gertler. Guys, thanks so much for watching. Thanks for listening. We love you. See you next week.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.